91X News.
It's 2 degrees and cloudy at 5 o'clock. Good afternoon, I'm Jose DeBarros. A surprise end to a Belleville murder trial today. Bernard Rainford, one of the three men charged in the death of Bradley Van Diepen at Trudeau Park 2 years ago, pled guilty to manslaughter today. Rainford was originally set to stand trial for second-degree murder, but the Belleville Intelligencer reports a plea agreement was reached before the trial began. Bradley Van Diepen was knocked to the ground and kicked and beaten during a confrontation at Trudeau Park. He died later that day in hospital. Victim impact statements will be given by members of the Van Diepen family this afternoon. Two other men have also pleaded guilty to manslaughter in the case. A Thurlow man is charged after an investigation into a double fatality on Weiser Road on Highway 37 last December. 45-year-old Alan Cooney is charged with 2 counts of dangerous driving causing death and 3 counts of dangerous driving causing bodily harm. Cooney was arrested after a stopped car was struck by a tractor-trailer on Highway 37 and sending it in the way of another car. The collision caused the death of 31-year-old Jennifer Bug and 27-year-old Andrea Manan. Cooney is due to be in court on March the 8th. The lawyer for a man accused of killing his 3 daughters and 1 of his 2 wives says there are too many unknowns to be able to convict him. Mohammed Shafia, his wife Tuba Yaya, and their son Hamed are all standing trial for murder of the four deaths in Kingston. Shafia's lawyer Peter Kemp gave his closing address today. The jury has heard mountains of evidence in this trial, but Kemp said outside court, the jury should remember what they didn't hear.
Or unconscious when they were put in the locks, so that all the drowning did, if they drowned in the locks, was finish it off. They were killed somewhere else. Where? Why? How?
The bodies were found June 30th, 2009, in a car at the bottom of a canal in Kingston, but the Crown did not present evidence specifically detailing how it believed the 4 died. Belleville Police is investigating an attempted robbery on Station Street after a man tried to rob the beer store. The man alleged to have had a gun and threatened a store clerk, but ran off with just a small amount of alcohol. The store clerk was unharmed. Police are looking for a man in his early 20s, 5'7" and 180 pounds. He was wearing a blue New York Yankees ball cap, a black hooded puffy coat, and jeans. If anyone has information, call City Police at 613-966-0882. The Ontario Court of Appeal has struck down a sweeping publication ban on the divorce of convicted sex killer Russell Williams. But the court says the ban will be upheld for 14 days, so Williams' estranged wife can challenge the decision if she wishes. A lower court judge banned publication of details about the former colonel's wife, and the ban also covered a deal with the couple signed after Williams was charged with 2 counts of first-degree murder. The appeal court ruled in a decision released today that the judge who granted the publication ban erred in law. The family of a Calgary woman who was severely beaten in Mexico says she is out of medically induced coma and is able to recognize her husband at her bedside. Paul Giles says in an email his sister was brought out of coma on Monday, 3 days after suffering a brutal beating at a luxury hotel on the country's northwestern coast. The 37-year-old woman had her cheek and other facial bones broken in the attack and was found in a pool of blood early Saturday at the Hotel Rio Emerald in Mazatlan. Giles says the medical news encouraged the family as it appeared there is no brain damage and Nab is breathing without the assistance of a ventilator. Prime Minister Harper is off to the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, after he wraps up his meeting with NATO leaders. He's expected to address the need for Europe to take control of its financial crisis and for Canada to diversify its international trade. But he's also expected to deliver a message aimed at people back home, setting the tone for a belt-tightening budget this spring. Another body has been discovered aboard the Costa Concordia off the Italian coast. That means 16 bodies have been found. 16 still remain missing. Tom Rivers of ABC reports.
Below the waterline, the divers continue their difficult, dangerous task. But the search is now only part of the story. Through a translator, the head of Italy's National Civil Protection Agency.
The scientific committee concluded that the rescue effort and the pumping operations are compatible, which means that we have given authorization for the fuel pumping operations to begin.
The salvage team hopes to actually start transferring that fuel on Saturday, weather permitting. Tom Rivers, ABC News.
Tonight's State of the Union address offers a big chance for U.S. President Obama to pitch Barack Obama to pitch Americans on giving him a second term. Sagar Meghani, of the Associated Press has more.
It's the president's biggest and best chance so far to offer a vision of four more years, woven with accomplishments from the first four.
We're happy to have a debate about what the president's done.
White House senior advisor David Plouffe on CBS responding to GOP claims the president can't run on his record. Plouffe says tonight's focus will be on creating a fair economy where everyone does their share. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
There are some high-profile Canadian nominations for this year's Academy Awards. Christopher Plummer has nabbed a nomination for Best Supporting Actor for his role as a widower who comes out of the closet in Beginners. Plummer says his nomination came as an early morning jolt.
I was pleasantly sleeping and somebody had the audacity to wake me up.
Quebec filmmaker Philippe Falardeau is in the running for Best Foreign Language Film for the Francophone dramedy Monsieur Lazare. And two National Film Board of Canada productions are among the five nominees for Best Animated Short Film. That's 91X News to 506. Renee Rogers has sports next.
Take the bus. It's always better. It doesn't matter what the weather. If it's too hot, they air condition, and in the rain, they're so efficient. No need to worry about the snow. Belleville Transit was built to go. They've got you covered in every season. From Monday through Sunday, they're all about pleasing. They're always on time with you on their minds, so go ahead and check out your schedule online. city.belleville.on.ca. Visit them today. And remember, take the bus. It's always better.
Good afternoon, I'm Renee Rogers with 91X Sports. In Empire B Hockey, the Napanee Raiders will play against the Port Hope Panthers tonight. Napanee is currently in fourth place, but coach Mike Castleman says the team can move up.
We've got points in three out of our last five games, and against the first place team, the top two teams, we've had one goal games with them. So I think if we just kind of stay on course here, we can still make a charge for third.
The game will take place at Strathcona Paper Centre at 7:30. It's a busy night in the National Hockey League with 13 games on the schedule. Toronto visits the New York Islanders to complete the back end of a home-and-home series. Winnipeg visits the New York Rangers, and San Jose continues its string of games on the road with the stop in Calgary and Ottawa skates in Phoenix. Brent Burns of the San Jose Sharks needed to be helped off the ice at last night's game, but Edmonton Oilers forward Alex Hemsky won't be suspended for his knee-on-knee hit. The Oilers face the Canucks in Vancouver tonight before their break for the NHL All-Star Game. And speaking of the All-Star Game, Alex Ovechkin won't be on the ice. The Washington Capitals forward says he will skip this Sunday's game in Ottawa. He says his heart would not be there and that he's suspended anyway. Ovechkin received a three-game suspension last night for a charging incident over the weekend, but the suspension didn't apply to the All-Star game. In baseball, free agent first baseman Prince Fielder has agreed to a 9-year, $214 million contract with the Detroit Tigers. The Tigers recently lost their designated hitter Victor Martinez for most, if not all, of the upcoming season with a knee injury. The 28-year-old hit .299 last season with 38 home runs and a .415 on-base percentage. Fielder reportedly has to pass his physical for the deal to be made official. In basketball, Victoria's Steve Nash and the Phoenix Suns will host the Toronto Raptors in NBA action today. The Raptors are sitting at an 8-game losing streak. Also on the NBA hardwood, Memphis will be chasing an 8-straight win when it plays at Portland. There are 5 games in all tonight. And in football, the NFC Championship game between San Francisco and New York, some fans apparently are taking disappointment to a frightening level. Jim Hickey from ABC News has that story.
Kyle Williams.
No question, it was a key play in the NFC Championship game.
Strip to the ball, the New York Giants have it!
San Francisco receiver Kyle Williams fumbled a punt return, which many say cost the 49ers the game to the New York Giants.
A fumble that gives the New York Giants the ball!
Now, Williams and his family reportedly have received death threats. Teammate David Akers is incensed.
Yeah, I'm irritated with the way people are treating him, absolutely.
Of the fumble and the threats, Williams says, you just bounce back and move through it. And learn from it.
Williams coughed it up.
Jim Hickey, ABC News.
Send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Jose DeBarros with 91x weather.
Today, mainly cloudy with 60% chance of flurries and temperature falling to zero later on. Tonight, mainly cloudy, 60% chance of flurries this evening, clearing overnight, and a low of minus 5. And Wednesday, a mix of sun and cloud, clearing in the evening, and a high of minus 1. Right now, it's 2 degrees. I'm Jose DeBarros with Rene Rogers. 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm.
This is Squinty's New Rock Source.
CJLX 91.3 FM.
91X.fm.
Belleville.